Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening on our Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. And joining us on the line to start our program tonight is the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Cole Swenson, joins us. Cole, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look last week, kind of an up-and-down week for your squad last week. You go 2-2. You have a tough game against Greene County on Monday. Again, really just wasn't your guys' night. You come back. You beat Perry on Wednesday. Thursday, you have a back-and-forth battle with Grandview Christian. A really good game against a good 1A foe before you guys wrap up the week with a 5-1 win over Southeast Valley on Friday. And all in all, it feels like your team, after a tough start, is really starting to put things more together as we get into the second half of the season. And just what have you seen here in the last week or so from your ball club?
Just trying to find our feet there at the beginning of the season. And that's what I've just been kind of preaching to them, just trying to find our best baseball here in the second half of the season, towards the end of the season. And we're kind of catching stride there a little bit.
Someone who has really stepped up here in his junior year has been mainly your shortstop and a good pitcher for you, Landon Sogard. Two home runs. He had a grand slam against Perry on Wednesday night. He comes back on Friday and has a 15 strikeout game against Southeast Valley. Absolutely blew the Jaguars away. And just in his overall game, in the different facets, what are some things that have really impressed you that Landon has been able to do here in his junior season?
Yeah, he came into the start of the season with some goals, and at the beginning of the season, he wasn't having the success or expectations that he wasn't meeting. So towards the second half, we kind of talked that you need to come out with the chip, and he's kind of, in his last few starts and at-bats, he's kind of taking that on himself to hold himself accountable, and then he's going to try to rub that off to everyone else and kind of lead the way.
And looking at the rest of your lineup, obviously Jordan Johnson's a senior, has really stepped up as a leader. Owen Dunst, he had a good game against Perry on Wednesday night as well to help lead the way against the Blue Jays in conference play. And when you look at the leadership of those seniors and other seniors as well, like Landon Groof and Preston Vanderpool and Rylan Elbin, how has that really begin to maybe help your team out a little bit as we're getting further and further into the season?
Yeah, I can't thank those guys enough for their leadership so far this year. Hasn't been the season that we kind of wanted so far, but they're sticking behind it, not giving up, and show up to every game that we're the best on the field, and they lead by example on and off the field, and that's been really nice to have all season.
And maybe an area that has maybe directly correlated with your team's rise in wins the last couple of weeks has been lowering that error number. And I know earlier in the season, I can think back to that South Hardin game, 7 errors, at least that's what my tally was. And the Nevada game was a similar game defensively. But since then, it definitely feels like your team has really cleaned up things on the error side. What has gone into cleaning up those errors and helping fix things on the defensive side?
Just kind of slowing things down, going back to the basics that we need to secure the ball first before we can go make a play. And we kind of bought into that, just slowing it down in our head. And then when the play comes to us, we take advantage of it and make the plays that come to us.
As we take a look at your schedule, you got a big one tonight. You're going over to State Center to take on the number one team in Class 2A in West Marshall to start your week this week. Tomorrow, you're at home against the West Hancock team that has struggled this year for a matchup with Nevada on Wednesday. And you follow that up with two more games next week with PCM and Roland Story. So definitely some opportunities to make up ground in conference play and also better that record as the postseason time comes around. And when you look at the opportunities coming up, what's maybe one or two areas that you and the staff are maybe most excited about to see with these next couple weeks coming up?
Just that, the opportunity. Worried about one game at a time, and we're worried about us doing what we can, because we know if we play good baseball, hit the ball, and pitch a good game, that we'll be in any game that we play. And the schedule ahead is just a lot of opportunities of good teams, and kind of make some noise in the conference second time around.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against West Marshall.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Cole Swenson, the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here in our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto. We're talking with CGD baseball coach Ryan Nail after the break here on 95.7 FM.